Belinda presents this unabridged recording of the Quentin Blake Collection, written by Quentin Blake and read by Tom Felton. This story is about two girls called Loopy and Corky. They were unusual. They were unusual because they were angels. Most people didn't know that, because in real life, their wings don't show up. Loopy and Corky hardly knew they were angels, because in every other way, they were just like us. They liked chocolate biscuits. Loopy could put a whole one in her mouth at once. They liked fizzy drinks. Corky could drink so much that her eyes whizzed round like Catherine wheels. Sometimes they would have an argument, and Corky would scream at Loopy, "Shut your face, Dumbo!" And then Loopy would scream back, "Shut your cake hole, fish face!" And sometimes they would scream together, just for the sheer pleasure of it. So you see, they were perfectly normal girls. They also both liked drawing. They had all kinds of crayons, chalks, pens, and markers that they had collected from people's dustbins and waste paper baskets. They drew on old wrapping paper, wallpaper, waste paper, any kind of paper. They drew for hours on end. Loopy was very good at drawing soldiers in uniform and people with toothache. Corky was very good at drawing dogs and birds with lovely tails. It was because they liked drawing that they thought they would go and see Sid Bunkin, the pavement artist. He had just finished a cheerful picture of a laughing cavalier, but he didn't look very happy himself. "Tomorrow is the big drawing competition, but there's no way the judges are going to see my pictures. It's hopeless for a pavement artist. Either people walk over your pictures on the way home, or it rains, and they're all washed into the gutter. And if you lift up the paving stones, you get into trouble." "I know what," said Corky. "We can give you a special pencil from our collection. It draws in the air, and it's absolutely heavenly." "Simply angelic," said Loopy. "Totally divine," said Corky. "You still have to know how to draw, though." Sid Bunkin had a go with Loopy and Corky's pencil. It really did draw in the air. He drew a fish and two birds and an acrobat. Then Loopy and Corky grabbed him by the braces and off they went, up and up, like a helicopter over the town. They went past the new building site and over the old traffic bridge. They went past the town clock tower and Griswold building, Filbert's department store and St. Simeon's church. They went over the Brick Street school playground and the Sunset retirement home.